This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91. His death was reported today by state television. The iron-fisted leader ruled Egypt for almost 30 years before being swept from power in 2011. The autocratic leader assumed the presidency in 1981 and retained power by positioning himself as a trusted Western ally who honored the 1979 peace treaty with Israel. Mubarak stepped down from the presidency in 2011 and a year later found guilty of complicity for failing to prevent the killing of hundreds who had revolted against him. He was sentenced to life in prison, but Egypt's top court later cleared him. In 2015, Mubarak and his two sons were sentenced to 3 years on corruption charges. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak dead at the age of 91. The United Nations is appealing for $500 million to provide humanitarian life-saving assistance for 1.1 million civilians trapped in a war zone in Syria's northwest province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein has more.
More than 3 million civilians are trapped in Idlib. Nearly one-third of this population, or about 900,000 people, have fled their homes over the past 2 months in search of a safe haven. But the United Nations says there is no safe haven in Idlib. Deputy Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Syrian Crisis, Mark Cutts, calls this a major protection crisis.
It's an extremely alarming situation because if airstrikes and shelling move any further into that area, we are no doubt going to see a real bloodbath, a real massacre of civilians in that area.
Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed in nearly 9 years of civil war. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Tuesday their countries are working on a major trade deal after they held talks in New Delhi on the final day of President Trump's visit to India.
I know Prime Minister Modi will agree that this has been a very productive visit for both of our countries. Earlier today, we expanded our defense cooperation with agreements for India to purchase more than $3 billion of advanced American military equipment, including Apache and MH-60 Romeo helicopters.
President Trump announced the countries were expanding cooperation on counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and maritime security.
During our visit, we discussed the importance of a secure 5G wireless network and the need for this emerging technology to be a tool for freedom, progress, prosperity, not to do anything where it could be even conceived as a conduit for suppression and censorship.
The U.S. president's visit comes at the heels of protests against India's new citizenship law that critics say marginalizes the country's more than 200 million Muslims. The U.S. and South Korean militaries are considering a reduction in joint training exercises on the Korean Peninsula as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States and South Korean militaries are considering a reduction in training exercises on the Korean Peninsula as South Korea struggles to contain a coronavirus outbreak. Esper told reporters at the Pentagon Monday that he and his South Korean counterpart are considering scaling back command post training due to concerns about the coronavirus. 13 members of South Korea's armed forces have tested positive for coronavirus. Members of the armed forces are also facing canceled vacations and restricted movement while the disease is spreading. The number of coronavirus cases has jumped to 833 in South Korea, and the death toll has risen to 7. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Lawyers for movie mogul Harvey Weinstein promised they will appeal his conviction on charges of rape and sexual assault against two women. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has this report.
A jury of 7 men and 5 women took 5 days to find Harvey Weinstein guilty of sexually assaulting production assistant Mimi Hale at his apartment in 2006 and third-degree rape of a woman in 2013. Weinstein was found not guilty on the most serious charge, predatory sexual assault. Weinstein's lawyers said all sexual contact was consensual. Weinstein now faces more charges in Los Angeles. He's accused of raping one woman and sexually assaulting another on back-to-back nights during Oscars week in 2013. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.